Are you in your plant-based diet transition, but wish you didn't feel so alone? Your friends and family around you don't seem to really understand what you're going through, and you don't know where to go for help. Or maybe you're wanting to start a plant-based diet, but you're already dreading the thought of having to go through it yourself, or of having no one to share any transition struggles with. If that's what's holding you back from taking those first few steps towards plant-based eating, or from making progress in your transition, I want to help. In this episode, let's talk about the first three kinds of support you can get on your plant-based diet journey, so your diet transition can be easier and smoother. So grab your favorite warm cuppa and let's begin. Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi friend, do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, friend. Before we get started, I want to say this. I know you've been on the struggle bus in terms of trying to figure out how to better your health and your life. You're tired of depending on pills, having medication side effects, and dealing with daily pain. Worse still, there's the constant sense of fatigue, and some days you're feeling so drained of energy that getting out of bed can seem like a victory in itself. I remember a lady within my community group once sharing that she was suffering from chronic pain and a constant lack of energy, and taking 15 pills daily to manage her various conditions. But even from just making some positive changes like adding in vegetables daily to meals, she soon felt her energy levels go up and her bodily pains go down. Maybe like her, you're desperately wanting to enjoy life with less pills, more energy, and less pain. You're ready, really ready, to turn around your health and life and even drop a few unwanted pounds, but just don't know how to change your current way of eating. Let me support you in your transition so you can easily enjoy plant-based eating without needing lots of energy to prepare foods or long hours in the kitchen cooking. I'll show you that living a plant-powered lifestyle can be simple and doable, even with your current health challenges and busy schedule. Let's work together to get you moving and feeling better. Send me an email at healthnow@plantnourish.com. or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. And let's connect! Making a big lifestyle change like moving to plant-based eating can be hard enough, but what can make it even harder is having little to no support, especially from those around you. I'm talking about spouses, children, and other loved ones like extended family and friends. It just adds that much pressure and stress to an already overwhelming and challenging situation. I remember this experience that a member of my community shared with me. She had initially kept her diet changes to herself for a few months and then went for a follow-up doctor visit. She said, "I wanted to share that I went to see my doctor yesterday. He was amazed at my progress. I kept all of this a secret from most of my friends and family, but now I finally share my diagnosis and my results with them. I was surprised by the lack of support I received by them. This journey is even showing me who my true friends really are. That's okay. I have my husband. He may not be doing what I'm doing, but he supports me 100%. I'm thankful to hear that this member at least had her husband supporting her decision to go plant-based, even if he was not eating plant-based with her at the time. But for many of you listening, you may not even have a supportive spouse alongside you during this transition phase, or any friends or other family members agreeing with your decision to go plant-based. If that's the case, I know this lack of support can make this plant-based diet journey seem even harder to do. That's why I wanted to do this two-part episode focus on this podcast, to show you that you do not have to be alone in your plant-based diet journey. There are support options to help you get to where you want to go in terms of reaching your health and weight goals, so you can start living a healthier and more active life. Today, let's talk about the first three key support options you can consider getting. Here's the first. It's to get a plant-based lifestyle medicine doctor to be your primary care physician. This may be especially important if your current family doctor is not providing any support or encouragement in moving to plant-based eating. He may be simply telling you to change what you eat without further guidance, or worse still, dissuading you from removing meats and other animal-based products from your meals. Instead, having a doctor overseeing your care who advocates for plant-based eating can really empower and support you to make the changes you need to better your health, especially if you have multiple health conditions and diagnoses. I know of many in my community who first started plant-based eating because their family doctor, cardiac doctor, or kidney doctor recommended it, and I'm always ecstatic to hear that. It's so wonderful to see the tide turning in terms of more and more doctors getting on board and understanding the importance of diet and lifestyle in preventing or treating existing health conditions, instead of just prescribing more and more meds to manage a condition. If you don't know where to find a plant-based doctor, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, has a website that you can go to for searching for a provider by location or one that can provide telehealth services. You can search by specialty too. Just go to pcrm.org/find-a-doctor. I will also provide this link in the show notes for you. A second support option you can consider is to join an online or local support group. One example of this is to join a Facebook group community, though there are other groups available on other social media platforms. One example of a Facebook group community is my free Beginners for Plant-Based Diet Success group, which is nearly 15,000 strong. Inside, you'll find an encouraging, supportive community of like-minded people making this diet transition, and many also for health reasons. Some have just started plant-based eating, while others have been eating this way for years. You'll also find students of the Plant Power Life Transformation course there, helping to support and getting support as they make their way through the course. If you'd like to find out more about this group, just go to bit.ly/pbdietsuccess. That's bit.ly/pbdietsuccess. Or see the link in the show notes. There may be other wellness community groups that meet regularly online in a virtual meeting, so this can be an option as well. But in any group, either on Facebook or outside of it, make sure you are discerning and cautious about the information you read and decide to take on board in your plant-based diet transition. The reason for this is that while many people would be sharing their experiences, tips, learned knowledge, and opinions on issues, not all of what's shared may be accurate or credible information. So you would still need to do your own sifting of the information you read, just like anywhere else on social media, to make sure the information given is credible and worth following. There may also be physical local meetup groups interested in trying plant-based dishes, or a gym meetup group around healthy eating and exercise. There could even be a walking group organized at your workplace or from your local YMCA or community center. So have a look around to see what's available. Now let's talk about a third kind of support you can get, and it's the most personalized level of support. It's to get one-to-one private coaching support to help you in your own specific plant-based diet journey. This could be with a plant-based dietitian, transition coach, or other health coach. The key, though, is to make sure this person is qualified and truly knowledgeable about plant-based diets and plant-based nutrition. The recommendations provided should be scientifically backed by research, instead of just depending on personal or anecdotal experience. This way, you can be sure you're getting credible information and advice to support you on your journey. So make sure you get the right kind of coaching support for your needs and situation. If you think about it, this just makes smart sense. Having the right guidance and adequate support always helps us get to where we want to go faster and easier. Here's an example. Suppose you're not tech savvy and get a problem on your computer that's causing your computer to constantly freeze and crash. You then end up having to constantly reboot your device. Instead of taking hours to try to fix this yourself, wouldn't it be smarter to get an IT expert to look at it or have your more tech-savvy spouse or friend help you? That'll probably solve the dilemma and fix your computer much faster than trying to do it all yourself. That's how I am with computer issues. I can do some things, but my husband, who has a bachelor's degree in computer science, can troubleshoot and solve computer problems for me much faster, in about a fifth of the time. So it's natural and smart to ask him for help and support in this area when I need it. While private coaching support may be an investment, it can truly be worth it because of the time, energy, frustration, and stress you save from trying to go at it alone to figure things out. You'll also be able to reach your health and weight goals that much faster. I'm reminded of a client who worked together with me recently. Prior to that, she had been yo-yoing between a vegan diet and a low-fat keto diet for months, but her weight was only steadily increasing and she eventually gained back 30 pounds. But then she made the decision to get one-to-one coaching support. In just 4 months of working together, she was able to drop 22 pounds, shed inches off her waist, and get off her IBS medications. So one-to-one coaching support can really give you the right guidance and customized support you need in your specific situation to help you succeed and reach your health and weight goals. Working with someone closely in this way can also help keep you accountable and moving forward with confidence and consistency in your plant-based diet journey. So today we looked at the first three possible support options available to you as you begin or continue your plant-based diet journey, as well as some of the benefits you can get from each type of support. These include seeking out a local or telehealth plant-based lifestyle medicine doctor, joining an online support group like the Beginners for Plant-Based Diet Success community on Facebook, or getting more customized one-to-one support through personal coaching with a plant-based registered dietitian, transition coach, or health coach. Now here's an action step you can take. Consider the kind of support you need for your specific circumstance, and then start looking into getting this support to help you in your plant-based diet journey. And if you would like to find out more about how I can support you in reaching your health and weight goals, send an email to me at healthnow@plantnourish.com or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you. Thank you for listening to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. If this podcast has helped you, please rate and leave a written review on the Apple Podcast app or iTunes to let me know. Nothing will lift me up more than to read your review and see how this podcast has made a difference in your life. I also pick reviews to read on this show, so your review could be one of them. Come connect with me in my free Facebook community group, Beginners for Plant-Based Diet Success. Just go to bit.ly/PBDietSuccess. That's bit.ly/PBDietSuccess. You can also subscribe and follow this podcast to get notified when a new episode goes live. Signing off now, this is Anna, and I wish you the best health always.